route lay along the swell of a slope as it gently dipped to the river, then up to the level prairie and northwest along the far escarpment of the staked plain, a sharp gray landmark on the horizon. Tom followed fairly good wagon tracks until they had all appeared to converge in one well-trodden road. Here for hours, good time was made. Tom did not mind the heat, or the flies, or the dust. Over and over again, he had counted the earrings. Hud annoyed him, and he some staggered him hundreds of dollars. Splendid that was, it shrank into insignificance at the good fortune of having Millie safely away from Jet and the Indians. Hudnall made a noon stop at a shady crossing of a little stream. Here the horses were watered and fed, for the travelers partook of a light meal. When the journey was resumed, Tom could no longer resist the desire to look back along the road in the hope that he might see the soldiers coming. Really, he did not expect them before camp that night, yet he was unable to keep from looking back.